Restoring My Soul, Friday the 16th of May. Our identity is reborn. A natural birth is a procreative work established in creation by God the Father. Through procreation, an eternal spirit or identity is generated in a physical body. The manifestation of this identity is out of nothing, in the sense that the person as a body, soul and spirit did not exist until the conception had occurred in the womb of a mother. It is this eternal identity that is then reborn in a physical body as a son of God. The process of being born again parallels the conception of Christ as the Son of Man in the womb of Mary. However, it is important to recognize the differences between Christ's birth and our new birth. Christ is Yahweh's Son who emptied himself before to be begotten by the Father as the Son of God. He then emptied himself further to the womb of the Virgin Mary and was conceived as the Son of God in the flesh by the agency of the Holy Spirit. By this means, he was brought forth as a Son of Man and a Son of God in the lineage of Abraham and David. Importantly, Christ's identity pre-existed this birth. As sons of men who are children of Abraham through faith, our identity is created through a natural conception in the womb of a woman. This is a marked distinction from Christ, who is I Am in identity, having no beginning nor end of days. A natural identity conceived in the mother's womb is born again of the seed of the divine nature that comes from the Father through Christ by the Holy Spirit. This happens in the womb of a woman who, through the faith of one parent, belongs to the corporate virgin bride of Christ. In this sense, an existing natural identity is born of the Father by the Spirit through the travail of the virgin bride, which is the Church. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 8, verse 58, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. For further study, John chapter 3.